Today's Cut Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Don Parker, Manager of Integrated Pest Management for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The article appeared in roll call on April the 7th from Representative John Conyer Jr. and Michael Schenck. The article suggested that the problem with the decline in honeybees was centered around pesticides, and that Europe had banned pesticides, so that showed that it must be some of these pesticides, in particular the neonics is what Europe had banned, and it gave the impression that there was known science that it was a pesticide fact. And that is not what the science has come out and said. What we basically wanted to do, whenever I read this, I wanted to make sure that we let the public know that it is not just around pesticides. It is not accepted and known that those neonics actually are a part of this. So we tried to even get it understood that even within the European decision, there was a lot of dissent, and they only did this as a temporary ban. It is not a permanent ban, so that shows in itself that they are not certain that this is the problem.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The EPA has looked into this because that pesticides are one of the components of that. They have convened a scientific advisory panel and have developed new guidelines for the risk assessment of pesticides. So that is going to even strengthen the protection of the honeybees. They have also reviewed all of the science that's there, trying to weigh it in as to its field relevance. So trying to understand at a field level what does it really mean is critically important. And EPA has done an excellent job at trying to look back through the literature and do those type of analysis and understand what it means at the use rates that are permitted on those products. They have also changed some label restrictions on products to try to improve the honeybee health. They have come out with some pollinator label language on some foliar applications of neonics that clarify and specify when you can use it. And that's a big challenge whenever you're dealing with trying to control insects that are damaging and can destroy the crop, but at the same time you want to protect insects that are beneficial to the crop. It's very difficult to find a pesticide or an insecticide that would have activity on one insect but not another.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Additional information and this rebuttal can be found on the National Cotton Council's website at www.cotton.org under the Issues tab. It shows the rebuttal. We also in the rebuttal state that we encourage other people to recognize that pesticides are not the cause of honeybee health decline. There are many other factors, and policies directed solely at pesticides will not provide a solution to this issue. But many don't realize the broad economic impacts that activities or policies around pesticides could have on agricultural production.